The LA Play, Season 1, Episode 2, The Bank Job. Bank teller ad number 4. Circled it, she caught the RTD Ventura bus to Woodman, then walked to Riverside Drive. There it is. Not the tall building that looks very businesslike, but the squat one that looks like a temporary trailer. In there, a bouncy manager with frosted hair and the longest mascaraed eyelashes she had ever seen was waiting to interview her. She was not used to people in authority being so happy to see her. The one-hour talk on how to act professional at job interviews hadn't included differences between a bank job in New England and one in Los Angeles. The exuberant manager went on and on how much she liked her smart tweed jacket, almost as if she had never seen one before. And in the end, she added, "Oh, by the way, our little branch here got hit 3 times in the past year. Well, you know, we're close to the freeway and it's all women here. But we feel safe now. We have fake packets of bundled bills that explode a red dye if carried out the door. Are you okay with that? I wouldn't want you to be too worried about it." Matching the bubbly manager's voice, whose name was Ms. Smiley, really, she replied, "No problem. I'm sure it will be fine." Kind of like Bridgeport then, she thought, and she just wanted to work. It had been a week, and she felt guilty not being able to buy her own food. Not that she ate much, but still, a donut in the morning, which was hard to find because there wasn't a Dunkin' around, and salads at night, which are plentiful and cheap here, but it added up. The very smart tweed jacket felt awful on the bus coming back into Canoga Park. Too hot. And just before Van Nuys, the beginnings of a throbbing migraine with all the red lights looking like fireballs. Quick, off the bus to vomit into the nearest sidewalk trash can. The ad on the can was the Marble Man, a.k.a. Horrible Father, who smoked that shit, and he was just enjoying leering at her now, hunched over, pressing her temples with her thumbs. To make it worse, she didn't know about drinking lots of water in L.A., and now was shaking as she waited another half hour for the fucking RTD bus. She had barely crawled into bed to soothe her head when the phone rang, and chirpy Miss Smiley was telling her to come in tomorrow to begin her new job. She hung up just as Miss Smiley was signing off with a yay! Okay, not bad for a week in L.A. Maybe her sister will forgive her for not having money. With her first paycheck, she bought rounds of tequila for everyone. She also got her first hangover, which really pissed off her sister. But no one told her not to mix tequila with Corona, with a margarita, with a Mexican coffee. It would be another 5 years before she crawled on the floor like that again. By then, it would be to celebrate not working at a bank and dumping her boyfriend. Yay!